Well, I honestly think it's going to happen, and I think that it'll probably happen without much of a budget impact. And so the real expenses come about by the concrete work that needs to be done to preserve those parking spaces and align them the other way. And then for signage, you know, for the stoplights that would sit at 6th Avenue. But we've got some of that stuff in storage we can take advantage of already having. And you know, painting and grinding those painted lines doesn't cost us anything because it's our virtually nothing because it's our staff that does that work. We will lose some parking spaces on a block basis because they're designed to angle towards the north, and they'll be angling towards the south on the south-facing west area of the street. But with some time, I think that we can handle that. I mean, once the idea kind of proves itself out, I expect it'll pass, and I expect that we'll switch it and on kind of a trial basis, and then I think it'll just switch, and we can spend the proper money to curb the thing and get those spaces back.